Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
This podcast is part of the You Haven't Heard This Productions and Publications Network. For more great shows and blogs and vlogs, please visit www.yhhtmpc.com.
Welcome to YHHTMPC.
Wait. What does that mean exactly?
Oh, yeah. You haven't heard This Music podcast, a show about introducing lesser-known music of lesser-known artists from all over the world. And now, without further ado, a one, a two, a one, two, three, four.
Hello and welcome to You Haven't Heard This Music podcast, a podcast about lesser-known music by lesser-known artists that we believe are as good, if not better, than that in the mainstream. Coming back at you with Season 5, Episode 4, Side B. We've got lots of music, lots to listen to. If you'd be so kind, I'd love it if you'd go over to www.yhhtmpc.com. That's our landing page, that's our web page, that's where we do everything. It's the You Haven't Heard This Productions and Publications page. We are looking after podcasters and bloggers and vloggers. It's a place for creatives to come and settle down and meet people and shit like that. And we're taking on artists now as well, so we're almost becoming like a little bit of an indie label type thing. But I'm not going to speak too soon, but we'll see how it goes. But yeah, go over there. You can find everything we do, all the podcasts. And if you want to send your music for submission so we can listen to it and maybe become part of the show, you can send your music to info@yhhtmpc.com. Over there, a member of the team will take a listen to your music. I listen to all of them. All the music that gets sent through, I listen to it all, so you'll definitely get listened to. I'm trying to redo the Patreon. It's being looked at the moment or something. It's under... Yeah, that they're looking at it, so that should be up and running soon again, because the Buy Me A Coffee thing just didn't seem to work. I don't think people understand it, so we'll go back to what everybody knows. And yeah, I think that's pretty much all I've got to say about that. With me tonight to listen to music and talk about music, I have got Mike. How you doing, Mike? You good?
Very good, Richie. How are you?
Yeah, flustered, mate. I've been on the computer straight for 2 days. I just want to get away from the screen. I'm sure you know all about that.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm happy to do this. I'm looking forward to doing this. I've got some good music. We're supposed to have a guest, a Sun person. Unfortunately, he's travelling between states and his sound was dog shit. So we're going to have him back on another episode at some point. We'll get him back on an A-side. So, yeah, we're going to kick things off. In fact, we'll kick things off with one of his songs. This is one of his latest releases. It's called Texaco by Sun Person. ¶¶
to Texaco, see the afterglow. Shawty know me so, she really tug a heartstring. I be feeling low, she made me happy though. Slushy from the Texaco, she always brings her me to Texaco. See the afterglow, bling. Shawty know me so, she really tug a heartstring. I be feeling low, she made me happy though. Slushy from the Texaco, she always brings. Shawty know she love me and I love her. She got me freezing in the mind. Warming from the kisses, feeling fine. Sleeping till it's sunny, I've been working up a crime. Shawty sitting side and she be looking like a dime. Piecing it together, life so crazy and it's kind. Ayo, shawty seeming so divine. Heaven sent an angel, she an angel from above. Yeah, she talking loony, acting up like Daffy Duck. But she staying patient, yeah, she not just here for fun. Go at one, mixing up the slushy, simple flavors not enough. Slurp it down in seconds, and the freezer's got me stuck. But she's staying close and got me quickly warming up. Texaco and shawty got me nuts. Nice. We met in Texaco, see the afterglow. Shawty know me so, she really tug a heartstring. I be feeling low, she made me happy though. Slushy from the Texaco, she always brings. Texaco, see the afterglow, bling. Shawty know me so, she really tug a heartstring. I be feeling low, she made me happy though. Slushy from the Texaco, she always brings.
Ayy, saw her at the Texaco.
Okay.
Had me hotter than the tip of southern Mexico. But I know that my heart be colder than an Eskimo. Same old episode, but I can't bottle this inside. Bitch, this ain't no PepsiCo. Tryna open up, tryna holla at ya. But the scholars and the squalors at ya. DMs every PM. I know she see him, but I can't free him. But I'm still trying to seize the day. That carpe diem.
I'm in Texaco, see the afterglow. Shawty know me so, she really tug a heartstring. I be feeling low, she made me happy though. Slushy from the Texaco, she always brings. We met in Texaco, see the afterglow. Bling, shawty know me so, she really tug a heartstring. I be feeling low, she made me happy though. Slushy from the Texaco, she always brings.
So that was Sun Person with Texaco. The guy seems quite young, seems very young, probably early 20s maybe, and maybe even younger than that, I don't know. His music hollers back to like the 90s.
Yeah, his Spotify profile says he's 17.
Really?
Yeah,
this guy's got some influences that date back long before him then.
Yeah.
It's good though, good sound, really good production, nice and clean, very clean.
Yes. Mm. You know what, I swear, I think I've heard that song before. I'm pretty sure I've heard my daughter play that. The whole Texaco piece of it sounds really familiar. I'm sure I've heard this before.
We've played it on a previous episode, I think we might have.
Okay, maybe that's it.
I think it was a previous B-side.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to play it tonight again because obviously he was joining us and, well, that didn't happen.
Yeah, good song. Mind. Good song, I like
it. Yeah, very good song. We'll play another one of his out at the end as well. Our next artist is a guy called Chris Tavener. He's a bit of a satirical artist and he's released a new single called How to Truly Win at Life. So that's what this is.
Hello, my name's Chris Tavener. I'm a singer-songwriter coming to you from my home in rainy Manchester in England, and I'm proud to present my new single, How to Truly Win at Life. I've been a satirical singer-songwriter for many years now, which basically means I enjoy taking the mickey out of people in song format, and I've been writing pop rock songs about everything from mental health, drunken romance and nightclubs, the end of the world, and all sorts of crazy stuff, really. This latest song, How to Truly Win at Life, is a song about online life coaches. I noticed a new influx of them during the pandemic when we were all stuck in lockdown and these chauvinistic con men were basically talking about this romanticised, luxurious life that they were having abroad. And it was just seemed ripe for a song for me. Yes, you're going to hear influences of Randy Newman, Elvis Costello, Loud and Wainwright III, Tim Minchin even, Monty Python, a little bit of the Beatles, Bob Dylan, in this very classic rock sounding epic song, How to Truly Win at Life, about online life coaches. Talking of a tropical paradise that seems a little bit too good to be true. If you've enjoyed what you've heard, please do feel free to check me out on Spotify. I've got an entire EP yet to come. It's called Easy Ways to Be Happy. I'm very excited to reveal a little bit more about it. For now, enjoy How to Truly Win at Life. I'm here on a beach. I know you just want a piece of this. Cause the rat race is getting you down. So sign up to turn your luck around. I'll teach you how to truly win at life. Welcome, my friend, to the program. And tell your brother you've got it made. Now that you've paid, you're in business. I'll show you all the tricks of the trade. You'll soon become an online coach. It's not as hard as it seems. No matter what the truth is, all you have to do is tell them they can live their dream. Cause you know they won't care what is real. When you show them sex appeal, you've just gotta say, I'm living the dream. On a throne on top of a limousine. Having all these girls sitting around me is kind of routine.
So that was Chris Tavener with How to Truly Win at Life. That was very on the pulse with what was happening some time ago on YouTube. You don't get it so much now, but yeah, it was very prevalent. People stood next to their Lamborghinis in their massive garage telling you how you sucked at life. And if you get this book, which is on discount at the moment for just today, it's on discount, 50% off, and I will teach you how to not be shit at life. But yeah, that was very on the pulse. Very good song, very satirical, but yeah, liked it a lot.
Yeah, you know, we touched on it earlier. We were talking, it's even the same in the music industry with all these kind of online promoters saying, you want thousands of streams for so much money, we can get you this and that, and they just got their hands in people's pockets and deliver nothing, right? And I think this guy really kind of captured, I like his introduction to his music. I thought was very good, about being satirical, and I get the Elvis Costello and even Randy Newman kind of feel to his music. But yeah, I think the topic is very relevant.
You're definitely right about the music industry. So I was on the whole promotion company. I might have to bleep that out, actually. Yeah, they had like different tiers. So your first tier, it was like your starter package, and we'll send out your music to 250 different places, and it'll cost you $25. And then the final one was about $1,200 and something dollars.
Wow.
And it's like, They probably won't tell you where they're sending that. If you ask them, where are you sending my music to? They'll put, oh, I can't say that. I'll tell you, it's confidential. How do I know you're sending it to those people then?
Right. Yeah, and how do you know? You know, I mean, if they are, I'll tell you, I won't mention the name, right? But I have an artist who works with me who released a song and was really excited, hired a promoter, right? I don't know how much they paid this promoter. The song took off stream-wise. You know, and Spotify and Apple, these companies are really, really strict on what they call artificial streaming, right? And this artist got over 60,000 streams on this song, was thrilled, and ended up having their song taken down and didn't get paid for any of the royalties because it was deemed as artificial streaming. So whether it was a bot or computer program or whatever, you can get streams without listeners, right? And they took her money and they gave her streams, but the streams ended up hurting her, you know. And there's a lot of that out there.
Thing is, that's why we do this. You know, there's artists out there that are lesser known, and they're better than that in the mainstream, and they're being done over. You know, that they haven't got the money of the people in the mainstream. They don't know the same people, and yet them expected to still spend a fortune. I don't think you should have to spend a fortune on art.
Yeah, you shouldn't have to, you know, and people take advantage of that because people release a new song or whatever it may be, and they're excited and they want it to do well, and so they become vulnerable, I guess, to these, I don't want to call them con artists and B2, but there are people that are willing to take their money and make promises that they don't deliver on, or they deliver on, but they don't do it in a legitimate way, and it ends up hurting the artist.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll touch on that in a minute. We're going to play another song. So the next song is going to be... It's Disconnected. It's a band called Disconnected, and this is their song, King of the World.
Hi there, guys. This is Ivan. I'm the lead vocalist of the French metal band Disconnected. About the band's name, it was chosen by Adrian, who's the lead guitarist, founder of the band, and also composer of the band. He chose it because, first of all, he really liked the sound of the word disconnected. He thought it was pretty cool, and I totally agree with that. And second of all, it has to do with the fact that we don't follow any trends music-wise. We just try to do what we like, what we feel, and sometimes we can feel disconnected with everything that is happening in music in general. So it's about that. We will say that with this album we are disconnected. We've been trying to do something very energetic, very natural, something that it's closer to how we sound on stage, and we're a very energetic type of band on stage. The genre of we're a modern metal band with some influences of prog metal as well. What is inspiring us? There are many stuff, you know, many things. Most of the guys are listening to a lot of prog music as well. Big fans of Dream Theater. I'm a bit older, so I'm more on the side of Pantera, Faith No More, Metallica. But we also really like, you know, like bands like Periphery. We also listen to Gojira, Alter Bridge, Tremonti, lots of different things, you know, with their own sound, catchy choruses, pretty powerful, and edgy riffs. So that's what we like to mix in our music. So the story behind the song King of the World, I think everybody can relate to that, because we've all met at least once in our life, you know, this kind of person that has a power over you and who's abusing of that power. This song is about trying to find self-respect, trying to find the strength to strike back, to don't let anybody, you know, like diminish you in any kind of ways. And yeah, this is a personal experience for us as well in the business. You know, we've met, you know, like many times people that were not being very nice towards us, but we have always been fighting through those things. And eventually, I hope this is giving a positive message to people that are, you know, like powerless in front of someone, and maybe someday they will find the strength inside of them to fight back and to stand up again. Where you can find us? Well, you can find us everywhere on internet. So Disconnected on Facebook. We've got the YouTube channel at We Are Disconnected. Also Instagram, We Are Disconnected. We're on Twitter as well. You can, you know, like download our music on Apple Music, and you can stream us, you know, like everywhere on Spotify, Tidal, Deezer. Whatever. So it's pretty much available worldwide, anytime, anywhere. You can also, you know, like go and buy some of our merch. We've got a bigcartel.com website. It's disconnectedofficial.bigcartel.com. So you can find all our t-shirts, hoodies, CDs, whatever. Finally, one last word. Thank you so much for having us on this podcast, guys. Our album We Are Disconnected is going to be out on the 1st of April, so make sure to grab one copy, you know, on our merch store or streaming or downloading, whatever. If you want to leave us any messages, you know, we are always here to answer to everybody. We Are Disconnected. Cheers.
Okay, so that was Disconnected with King of the World. Now, a long time ago, I say a long time ago, before the podcast, to me that would have been just bloody noise. And I think since I've been doing the podcast, I've learned to understand and relate to this type of music. And I think I know what the problem is that they have. They have a small demographic of people that follow them because that there's a certain style, lifestyle, of fashion around it. It's like the people that follow this music usually got long hair, beards, leather jackets, and that they listen to this music because of that lifestyle, that style. And as they listen to it more and more and more, they start to understand it and like it and get into it. Whereas if you're not into that style, that lifestyle, that fashion, you don't bother to take the time out for this music. And I'm not that person, but because of this podcast, I've listened to more and more of it. It comes through every week. And to start off with, I hated it. But as time has gone on, I now understand it. I can hear the melody in that now. That to me was really melodic. Don't get me wrong, there's a lot of it and it's absolutely trash and there's no melody, it's just a wall of noise. This was melodic, the instrumentation was fantastic. Really enjoyed this. Not your thing, I'd imagine, Mike.
No, it is. I mean, it is. I mean, like you, I'm slow to listen to this, but I think, like you're saying, I've heard it on the podcast show before, you know, and probably because it's not just leisurely listening to music, we're listening to it for the show. I tend to listen to it more, like you're saying, like I really pay attention to it. I think what I find with heavy metals sometimes where I'm not used to is the music is so much in the foreground. This song, through my headphones, like the drums are really, really up front. And the vocals are kind of in the background, but the vocals are really good. The guy has a good voice. There's one point where it kind of just kind of swung around and his vocals came in. You could really kind of hear it, you know, and the guy's a really good singer. And when I was younger, I was a big Rush fan, and it was a touch of, towards the end of the song, it kind of reminded me of early Rush, you know, kind of sound to it, right? But yeah. I enjoyed it. I think they're, you know, I'd like to hear the vocals more up front. That's my own personal style. But I think the guy has good vocals, and I actually enjoyed that.
Yeah, in part, he sounded to me like I don't know if you know David Draymond from Disturbed. In part of that song, yeah, really good vocals. Which all around good band. I had a band like this recently contact me, actually. They weren't as good as these. Music. I mean, they weren't bad, but the production wasn't as good, and they weren't musically as good as these guys. And they just sent the message through, so how much does it cost to be on your podcast?
Wow.
We get a lot of that. We get a lot of people asking, how much does it cost to be on your podcast? Like, you can't buy your way onto our podcast. If you're good enough, we'll play you. It's as simple as that. We've got our Buy Me a Coffee. We'll have our Patreon soon. And don't get me wrong, if you're an artist, it will probably get you listened to first because we see you. But because you've paid on Patreon, it doesn't guarantee you a spot on the show. It just means you might get listened to before everyone else. That just shows you the state of the music industry, I think.
Right. Yeah, a lot of people trying to get heard.
Yeah. Yeah, so if we do promote you on the podcast, it's because we actually like you and it's not because you've paid your way. Mike, you've brought an artist, Daniel B.
Dude, this is the total opposite to what we just listened to, right? This is his name is Daniel B. The song is called Pain. He's at a home self-producer, but I think he puts pretty good effort into it. Again, I think his production is good. It's more on the folk side, so if we're kind of going from one extreme of the platform in heavy metal to this sound. But he's got a good voice. He's from Slovakia. He's got a couple of EPs out. That is music. It's just easy listening, right? It's easy listening, but I thought I would submit it and see what you think.
Well, it's like a gallery, isn't it? You go into a gallery, you don't go and expecting to see one style of painting. This, you know, we're multi-genre, we're non-genre right. Specific. You know, but if we like it and we think it's good, I mean, there's some stuff on there I don't like, but I can tell that it's good. I can tell that it's been well produced. I can tell the vocals are really good. And I know that the people who listen to that style of music will definitely love it. Then I have to put my biases aside and say, that's actually good and I'm going to play it.
Yeah, and the other thing I look for too, and you can tell through social media and stuff, is how hard they work, right? I mean, like there's some people, artists that even though I've spoken, that they really try and they put effort into trying to grow their audience. right? And you know, under the ones that tend to attract my attention as well.
Yeah, I mean, that band that was on before we just played, a lot of time, a lot of hours, a lot of sweat had gone into that that track. But you got to remember as well that's probably a live band. They do that on the stage, and not just the one song. You know, to get that together and tight, that takes a lot of practice, a lot of time. And the people are coming up to these people and saying, "You need to give me money so as I can get people to listen to your music." That is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, we're going to play Daniel B with... Is it just Daniel B?
Daniel B. His name is Daniel Buck, B-U-C, but his artist name is Daniel B.
Okay, so this is Daniel B with Pain. Was lovely, wasn't he?
Yeah, he's good. I like his music. He's consistent, and he's got a good sound.
Is he on your distribution?
He is, yes. Yes, he is.
How many people you got on there now?
I have 170 artists.
No shit. Jesus Christ. Yeah. That happened quick. You only started that last year, didn't you?
Last year, just a year ago, yeah.
How do you discover all these? They contact you through Twitter?
No, I'd say probably about 80% of the artists I have on my site are by invitation. So I tend to go through Spotify a lot and recommend to listening. The irony is because I tend to listen to a lot of indie artists, I get fed a lot of indie artists on Spotify, right? Like recommended. So I listen to, like yourself, I listen to a lot of music and I send out a lot of messages and I get a lot of no replies, you know, because I was either getting hit up by other people as well. But every once in a while, you know, artist gets back to me and we talk. And I find what's happening now actually is, I got to say fair play to a lot of artists because I was new and I think they took a chance on me as well. right? So I really appreciate that. But what I'm finding now is that artists that tried me out are now moving all of their library over to me, right? So which is really good. You know, I'm really more happy about that.
You're one person with that many artists, and you've got to do all the distribution. You're doing promo for these people as well, and everything. And you've probably got a job on the side, I'd imagine. How are you doing it?
No, I say I don't watch much TV, but I do that too. But I like keeping busy, you know. There's some guys that people that go out and spend all day on Saturday playing golf, or you know, or they go to games, or they travel, or this is my passion, right? So it doesn't feel like work.
Okay. I'm gonna play another song. I'm gonna play the guy's called Tim Hicks. The song's called Waiting on Your Answer. Now, Tim Hicks, he bought me two virtual coffees. buymeacoffee.com/YHHTMP. Now, like I said earlier, Tim Hicks hasn't bought his way onto the platform. What happened is, because he's bought me a coffee, and not many people do, I've noticed him, and I've listened to his music before everyone else. But if I didn't like his music, he wouldn't be here. It's just put him at the front of the queue, really. But I do like this guy, and I do like his music. So yeah, if you do buy us a coffee, don't think that it's going to buy you onto the platform. You'll probably get you listened to quicker, but it's not going to buy you onto the platform. You do still have to have good music. So this is Tim Hicks with Waiting on Your Answer.
Hi there, my name's Tim. I make music under the name He's Not Your Kind out of my home here in Las Vegas, Nevada in the United States. I think by default, my music would fall under the alternative umbrella. I think that's a pretty broad term. I pull influences from all different genres. Metal is my first love. I always try to sneak a little something in there just to let people know that I used to listen to metal. But I love Sigur Rós. I love Mogwai. I love Russian Circles. I love My Bloody Valentine. I love Slowdive. I love the melody in those bands, and they're also super powerful and super heavy too. I don't think you have to be blazing fast and screaming all the time to be heavy. I love some newer bands like Nothing and Death Heaven, especially Death Heaven's latest album, Infinite Granite. But both those bands, they take chances and it works. They bounce around between genres. And it doesn't sound forced at all. And I just think it's kind of a revelation to do that. And I can hear all their influences. And it's just it influences me. It's very inspiring. My favorite band and definitely biggest influence would be Failure. I think that they released the most important album of the 90s in Fantastic Planet. And I think they're the truest sense of the word alternative, especially when they were out. You know, they weren't grunge. They weren't metal, they weren't hard rock, but there was a little bit of all of that kind of mixed in, and then totally their own sound on top of that. And they made these long format albums, which I wish more bands would do now. It's an experience to listen to the whole thing from beginning to end, and I just think that's the coolest. Speaking of Failure, I was lucky enough to have their drummer Kelly Scott play drums on two songs on my latest album, one of them being the song we're about to listen to now, Waiting on Your Answer. I had a rough draft of the music when I sent it to him. A couple weeks later, he sends me the tracks back, and he totally changed the feel of the song in the best way possible. He added this halftime groove going into the first chorus that I just totally fell in love with instantly and couldn't wait to like retrack all my guitars to him, his performance. Cause he gave it this drive that it didn't have when I was just doing my program drums in my home studio. So, you know, having those real life drums on a song like that, that is more driven, upbeat, it made it what it is. And I can't thank him enough for what he did for that song. Lyrically, in the chorus, it's just about waiting for bad news. Just, you know it's coming, and you're just sitting there waiting on it. The rest of it is I don't want to say nonsense, but it is. It's storytelling. It's a lot of fictional stuff. I view songwriting lyrics like no different than writing a story for a book. You start with an idea that you have, and then you got to fill in the gaps with stuff that just sounds good. At least that's how I approach it. I've never really taken lyrics that seriously until recently, but that's the theme across the whole album. It's kind of this pandemic fatigue, which I think we all can relate to. I always try to sprinkle in like a little bit of hopeful message, you know, like, you know, there's a couple lines in there that are like overly positive, I think. And then there's just a lot of it rhymes or it just fit in there and it just worked. You know, it might have been the phrase I mumbled when I was coming up with the vocal melody and it just sticks. And I think a lot of people don't realize how much of that makes it into songs that they love. Like, it doesn't have to be literal. Sometimes it just falls out of your mouth and you just go with the first thing you said. And there's a lot of that on here. And same with the music, though. I don't overthink it at all. A lot of the guitar on here is maybe my second time ever like hitting record. I do it like it's good. You don't need to sit there and work on it over and over and over again. If it works, roll with it. Move on to the next thing. I don't like to obsess over the small details. You can find me on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, Bandcamp, all He's Not Your Kind. Those are the things. No special characters or anything like that. TikTok, I don't really do much. I'm going to start maybe. I don't know. I feel weird. I'm 44 years old. And sometimes I just feel like I'm too old to be on that app. But then I see a lot of old dudes like me, studio guys and musicians still, you know, putting out some stuff. So it's inspirational. I'll give it a shot. You never know. My latest album, The Sun Wakes For You, is available on all streaming services as well as my Bandcamp. I hope that you can check it out and I hope that you'll like it. Thanks for hanging out.
Tim Hicks with Waiting on Your Answer. Thank you, Tim, for those coffees. They were bloody delicious, even if they were virtual. And great music. Do you know what this reminded me of? This reminded me of, I don't know if you remember, Mike, back in the 90s, a band called Babylon Zoo did a song called Spaceman, and it was fucking awful. Well, I say it was awful. I liked it. This is what Babylon Zoo were trying to do. This was like this was like Spaceman, but it was done properly. And I think this, yeah, this is what Babylon Zoo was aiming for. I love this a lot. This is quite heavy still. Not as heavy as the band I brought before, but you could definitely hear the melody in this. And yeah, it was really well done. I like this a lot.
Yeah, same here. I'm going to contact them, I think. I am. Yeah. Really, you know what? A couple of things, Tim, if you're listening. So I'm going to contact you, Tim. Right? So, but the other thing is, his album is new, was released in 2022. So what I always do when you introduce your band, I always look them up, right, on Spotify, right? So he needs to claim his Spotify artist page. There's no bio, right? And it's really important to have a bio, right, with your links to your social media on the bio on Spotify. So that, if he's listening to the show, that's certainly a recommendation I'd make to him. But definitely, I'm gonna, yeah, I'd like to support this guy if I could, if he's up for it.
Yeah. Okay, I'm spicing things up a bit. What I'm going to do is, each time we do a B-side, I'm going to put out on the day. I see this on I don't know, you must see it, because you on Twitter looking at music and what have you. You see people go, need music, drop links. And they're just random people. And they get like hundreds of people texting the links. And I thought, I'm going to name this section of the B-side, Drop Your Links, Need Music Tonight. And the first person that drops a link, I'm not going to listen to it until the night, but I'm going to listen to the first one that's posted. And the first one that was posted this evening, so I put it on Twitter, Need Music for This Evening, was a band called Bloodline, and their song is called Bloody on Bloody. I think you can guess what type of music it's going to be. I haven't listened to it, but I'm guessing it's going to be a lot of shouting. It's only 2 minutes 29 seconds long. But it could be amazing. I haven't listened to it yet.
You did something like this on your.
We do the wild card. It's a wild card on the A-side. And what we'll do is, I'll flick through the emails. I'll flick through like really quick, and then the guest will say stop, and then I'll put my finger on the an email, and we'll listen to that song. This is similar, but different.
Yeah.
So this is a bit of an experiment. This could go absolutely terribly wrong. But this is Bloodline with Bloody on Bloody.
Took the fast route.
Bloody on bloody, bloody on bloody. Live for the family. I'm trusting nobody. Bloody on bloody, bloody on bloody. Live for the family. I'm trusting nobody.
Bloody on bloody, bloody on bloody. Live for the family. I'm trusting nobody. Bloody on bloody, bloody on bloody. Live for the family. I'm trusting nobody.
You know me or not? Hopping and whipping, I pull out a lot. Double back to the block. Heart is cold, my blood getting hot. Ripping that energy, we building rubber. I in the hardest right now, forever. Just get on my level. I'm smoking on purple. It's cold like the summer. These snakes all around me, my blood full of venom. Yeah. Gucci my jacket, that ain't rocking denim. My dog a killer, I knew it was in him. We free presidential, my windows I tin them. I stacking this money, go straight to the ceiling. Bloody, I'm bloody, I'm bloody, I'm bloody. Live for the family, I'm trusting nobody. Take what I want, I just think it in Nelly. Saturday love me, but really don't love me.
bloody, I'm bloody, bloody, I'm bloody, good for the family, I'm trusting nobody, bloody, I'm bloody, bloody, I'm bloody, good for the family, I'm trusting nobody,
bloody, I'm bloody.
Well, that was surprising. That was a lot more pleasant than I expected. I enjoyed that quite a lot.
I agree.
The production was good. I think maybe there's a bit too much auto-tune on it, but that's the style they're going for. There's a lot of artists in that genre doing that, and that's how, it's not because they can't sing. It's the effect that they're... that it gives. And yeah, I actually enjoyed that. I've just had a look for them, and
I just looked them up. They're cousins. They're all they're called Bloodline because they're all cousins.
That's right. A group that consists of all cousins, three related by blood and one by FOE.
Family over everything.
Is that right? Oh, yeah, it says that.
Yeah, it says that at the bottom, yeah.
Yeah.
Family over everything.
The group, all being family, is why the Bloodline name was created. With Bloodline's core values of love and loyalty, this has translated into their music. The group consists of four artists, Smokestacks, Too Legit, Episode, and Berg. The group movement is FOE, family over everything. Like that, I will leave, not just to these, but to all the artists, but I'll leave links to everyone in the show notes so our listeners can go check them out. But go check these out as well. They sound like they've got a good message behind everything they do. So, yeah, like that. I was pleasantly surprised by that, actually.
Yeah, good.
I think that's it. Then I'm going to play one more song for our guest who isn't here, unfortunately. I don't know what song I'm going to play of his. He sent over fucking loads. I'm going to play... We played Texaco, didn't we?
Yes.
He sent over Unite, but that says unreleased until the 25th, and this will be out before the 25th, so I don't know if it's embargoed. So I'm not going to risk it. Instead, I'm going to play Concha Arbol. I don't know what that means, but that's what the song's called. So this is Sun Person that I'm going to play it with, and this song, Concha Arbol. Mike, thank you for taking time out this evening. It's been a pleasure, as always.
My pleasure, as always. Yeah, it's great to be here.
Yeah, thank you, everybody, for listening. Also, thanks to all the listeners. Please go check us out. All the places, www.yhhtmpc.com. Send us your music, send us some love. Until next time, I've been Richie.
And I've been Mike.
Thank you for listening, if indeed you still are.
I can feel like the breeze in the summer. I can feel like the warmth of a mother. There was love, but was never from you. I just wanted real love to be true. I can steal all the hearts of these women, yet were never my final decision. I just knew he was Concha Arbol. Yes, I promise I'll give you my all. I just wanna find a time and place,
oh no,
to really show you I can be your guy,
I show.
To really prison all the love I have,
you know.
I'd even go and tear my heart in half. But even boy, who does no more than treat you like a toy. And yes, I know you're getting sick of it,
so
I think it's time that you would call it quits. I can feel like the breeze in the summer. I can feel like the warmth of a mother. There was love, but was never from you. I just wanted real love to be true. I can steal all the hearts of these women, yet we're never my decision. I just knew he was Concha Arbol. Yes, I promise I'll give you my all. I could never understand how you
could stay,
could ever find it easy to put up
with him.
You're never happy and you're always blue.
So sad.
It seems you never know just what to do. I wanna be the one to give off life.
I
know that one day I'll make you my wife. Just like a knife. Come with me, darling, straight to paradise. I can feel like the warmth of a mother. There was love but was never from you. I just wanted real love to be true. I can steal all the hearts of these women, yet were never my final decision. I just know it was contra our ball. Yes, I promise I'll give you my all.
Wow. This guy, he's 17. This guy's 17.
What it says on his profile, yeah.
I wonder, I wish he was here to talk to us now, because I'll chat with him on when we get him on the A side, but he's 17. I wonder how much of that, because that's brilliant. That is absolutely amazing. The everything, the vocals, the melody, the production, it's perfect. It's ready for the mainstream. Somebody big could pick him up. Sony could pick him up tomorrow. But I always wonder how much of that is him, and how much of it is a producer that's behind him. Type thing. It's like Ema. Everything that Ema does is Ema. She hasn't got anybody behind her picking her up and making her who she is. She is who she is because she does all her own production. She does her own mixing, her own mastering. And I'm not saying that it's not good to have, but even the biggest stars have good producers behind them.
Right. And money, right? Money behind them.
Yeah, comes with this didn't sound. That sounded really well done. The production was amazing on that.
It's official. Summer is almost here. The sun is getting brighter, the days are getting longer, and your lawn is ready for some love. Get everything you need for a season spent outside with Memorial Day savings from the Home Depot. Manicure your yard to perfection with lawn care tools from Ryobi. Then get your garden going with vegetables and herbs from Bonnie Plants Harvest Select. Plus, mulch and soil from Vigoro and EarthGrow. Get your lawn as ready as you are for summer in the sun. Feels like Memorial Day at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.